Radio check.
4HK. Hey, Bill.
And with the podcast for Lock and Load, and decided to come out here. I finally got the last piece for the man pack, which is just the clip for the mic to sit on. But it came, and now it's complete. So now I can move on to the doggone HF antenna.
Roger that. Sounds like you're making good progress, though. And did you get you a strap to hook to that man pack that can throw it over your shoulder?
So I have a Vertex Gamut 2.0, which is my backpack for carrying the folded up MP5 clone when I'm rolling around and I'm like thinking I might need something a little more than a concealed carry piece. And I might just stick the radio where the gun goes and stick the gun in front of the radio because there's a divider between the two of them.
Sounds like a good plan. And then that way you could just run your antenna out the top of the bag.
Running it out the top of the bag would not melt the bag.
But be careful transmitting on that much high power close to you is the thing. You want to keep that to a bare minimum.
Roger that. It's a lot easier to talk to people now.
Started out the same way. I started out with an HD myself and struggled to get in. But we all work out our own problems with this, and that's the fun part of the hobby.
So work on finishing this doggone deck and also the nonsense. I got too many projects going on.
Just remember to take care of the honeydew list there and there, or you won't be doing much radio time.
Oh, you doing anything spectacular today or just taking it easy?
Not easy. Today I go to church, come home, and then I usually just, this is my day to unwind and relax.
Roger that. I have to go to Ace Hardware and to Tractor and Supply, and then I'm done. But then I got to go digging in the containers and find the magazines to go with the high-end 22 I got sent by Spike Tactical, or otherwise it's just a good-looking gun with no way to launch any bullets.
That becomes a fancy baseball bat. Well, I'm going to get back to what I was doing. I just heard you say you call out. And good to talk to you. Enjoy your day. It looks like a beautiful day outside, at least up here. I don't know about down there.
Enough to where I can put some more boards down on the deck without worrying about a heat stroke. So this is a good type of day for me. So you go back to that R&R, and I'm going to go back to whatever it is I was doing, and we will meet up another time. KO4HK, XKQ4, Yankee Charlie India, I am clear.
KO4HK, clear.
Hey, Patrick, before you run off, we got a tone burst going on. Me one key, NC9B.
I have to figure that out.
Ah, what kind of radio did you get?
Those VTech UV Pros.
Well, hope you have a good Sunday. Tell Miss Elise we said hey. Should have went to the flea market with us today.
I go to church on Sunday morning and I come home and just try to relax the rest of the day. KO4HK. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick. Have a great day and take care. Enjoy that boy. NC9B. Still in there. I like the way you think about carrying that thing in a knapsack.
KQ4 Yankee Charlie Andy. Yes, sir. I was, it's a little obvious otherwise. I'm trying to be clandestine, you know?
I gotta find something. Somebody short up mine. I've got I guess it's a clone AR that I'm trying to make as short as possible for the folding stock.
Lawman folder adapter that goes on those things. The only problem with a folding stock AR is when the stock is folded, it will not fire.
It is true. Yeah, I've run into that problem. And, I don't know. collapsible is where I think I want to go, but I'll look that one up.
My backpack gun is a PTR Industries 9K MP5 clone, which is sort of pricey, but it folds up to about the size of a cereal box. And rifle caliber, so there's that too.
Yeah, I want the rifle caliber. Or as much as I can get in a small package. So one of these days I'll get around to it.
Ethical friends will get all over me for not having the gun outside the bag where I can get to it immediately. They're like, oh, you should better deploy the gun immediately. Shouldn't have to pull it out of the bag. It's got to be ready to go. So to that end, I have a 10.5-inch AR-15 pistol configuration. And I put a suppressor on the end of it, and it's pretty short, and I have the backpack separate from that when I'm carrying that.
To prepare for everything.
Well, great talk show. I was a syndicated host for 12 years, and my show was a gun talk show, so I've got a lot of contacts in the gun industry, such as it is.
Yeah. My problem is I have the champagne taste with the beer budget. That's my issue.
AR-15, the beer is good enough. Even if you, you know, you can get the champagne of beers with an AR-15.
I'm going to a bad spot. I'll let you go, Bill. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I'll be listening to you tomorrow, maybe. And see you 9-8.